You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
So the declaration for this year is found in 1 John 2:6, and it says, "Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did." You know, the declaration this year is disciples following the ways of Jesus. And for you and I to do that, we need to know who Jesus is. And it's not something that as soon as we get saved, we arrive at. It is an ongoing, continuous journey of knowing him, being with him, talking about him, reading about him, and also following and outworking his ways. When we read and think about the stories of Jesus that we find in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, our understanding of him grows as we see the love, the goodness, and the compassion of God displayed in Jesus. Jesus called normal people to follow him and be his disciples, like fishermen and a tax collector. And they went on this amazing journey of being with Jesus, walking with Jesus, and talking with Jesus. Can you imagine their mealtimes together? That friendly banter of who caught the biggest fish or whose footy team is going to win. But then those moments where they are able to just talk to Jesus, you know, you said something today. What did you mean by that? And having those meaningful conversations with Jesus. And the disciples saying, oh my goodness, did you see that person getting healed today? That was an amazing and powerful miracle. What an opportunity for the disciples to see those things. But that didn't mean that the disciples' understanding of Jesus was suddenly complete. That didn't mean that their faith was already huge. That didn't mean that the outworking of his ways was automatic in their lives, their speech, and the way that they interacted with others. It was a journey, one of continual learning and growing, getting up at times when they've made the wrong decision, picking themselves up and continuing on in that journey of staying with Jesus to keep learning and refining, staying in those conversations with Jesus and making his ways their ways. You know, one of the ways of Jesus was that he had compassion for the people. And in Matthew 14:14, it says this, "And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and he healed their sick." And in Mark 8:2, it says, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat." And he did something about this. We all might have an idea of what compassion is, but what is godly compassion? Grace and mercy are attributes that describe God's passion, compassion. Love, mercy, and grace are the motivations behind compassion. And Psalm 86:15 says this, "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." You know, God's compassion provides us with a model of what Christian compassion is. Grounded in God's goodness, compassion is merciful and gracious. It comes from a sincere heart and loving heart that has regard for other people when they may find themselves struggling with the difficulties and sufferings of this world. It looks to another's needs and gives help by meeting those needs. Compassion allows us to make time for the well-being of others, just as Christ looked to the interests of others and gave up himself to redeem the people from a life of sin and death. That is the ultimate compassion. And how are we called as disciples of Jesus to show compassion? Well, here are some scriptures to help you. In Luke 6:35, it says this. Let's have a look at this one when it comes up. This is one that I'm sure you're all going to love. It says, "I tell you, love your enemies. help and give without expecting a return. You'll never, I promise, regret it. Live out this God-created identity that the way our Father lives towards us, generously and graciously. Even when we're at our worst, our Father is kind to us. So let us be kind. You know, giving and showing kindness, even to people who may seem like they don't deserve it. Now, I don't have teenagers as such, but can you imagine your teenage children when they're doing something towards you or being rude or whatever it may be, those lovely teenage years, and you know what? You show compassion and kindness to them. Even if you feel like they don't deserve it, you are leading the way and showing them who Jesus is. You know, being friendly to the person packing your groceries, bringing a meal to someone who needs it, showing compassion even if people don't seem like they deserve it. And Colossians 3, 12 to 13 says this, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." You know, because I have to get up so early in the morning, the night before I always set out what I'm going to wear because it just makes it easier. I think about it, then I put it out, so the next morning all I have to do is obviously put it on. But you know, the compassion's a bit like that. It's thinking about it. You know, how am I going to clothe with myself with compassion and kindness for today? God has given me the ability. God has given me the grace and the mercy because Jesus Christ lives in us. So I'm going to put on compassion when I wake up in the morning, and I'm going to be deliberate about seeing who I can show compassion to because Jesus has done it to me first. How can I not help but put on compassion and act out how Jesus was compassionate towards me? Compassion is having an attitude of graciousness and mercy towards people. We at times may experience frustration with people and think, that's it, I'm done. But compassion fights against those attitudes, but it also doesn't preclude setting boundaries or speaking the truth in love. It can be a tricky balance, but we are called to show compassion. So if one of the ways of Jesus is compassion, do you think he wants us to have compassion? Compassion for people. Compassion for people who don't know Jesus. Compassion for people who are unwell or needing a helping hand. Compassion to build stronger communities. How can you and I not only understand compassion, but outwork this in our lives? You know, some people are naturally compassionate, while others are not. And it's okay, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. But that doesn't discount anyone from learning the ways of Jesus by showing compassion. Just because our personality isn't like that doesn't exclude us from following and learning and taking on what God has asked us to do, which is to clothe ourselves and show compassion. You know, some of us it may come easy because it may be your gifting. For others, we can actually learn and go on that journey and looking to other people's examples to learn the ways of showing compassion how Jesus wants us to. You know, there is a wonderful account in the Bible where Jesus heals a blind man. We don't know his name, but we do know that he's from Bethsaida. And in Mark 8, 22 to 25, it says this. "When they arrived at Bethsaida, some people brought a blind man to Jesus, and they begged him to touch the man and heal him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. Then, spitting on the man's eyes, he laid his hands on him and asked, 'Can you see anything?' Now, the man looked around. 'Yes,' he said, 'I see people, but I can't see them very clearly. They look like trees walking around.' Then Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes again, and his eyes were opened. His sight was completely restored, and he could see everything clearly. You know, the heart of this story is strengthening the faith of his disciples and through the continual revelation of who Jesus is. And the purpose of the miracle is for the blind man not to only receive his physical sight, but to also see Jesus clearly and who he is. And he does this. Jesus reveals this through his compassion for the blind man. You know, a blind man is brought to Jesus by these people. And it says that they begged Jesus to heal him. You know, begging implies desperation. It is asking Jesus to do something earnestly on behalf of this person. Why? Because the man could not change his own condition. The people couldn't change this man's condition. But they knew someone. They'd heard enough about Jesus to know he could change this man's position. So they implored and they asked God, Jesus, earnestly, please heal this man. You know, the issue was that he didn't have eyes. He had eyes, but he just couldn't see. And we all need our eyes open to the truth. None of us have the means of gaining spiritual insight for ourselves. It is a gift of God through the person and the work of Jesus. That is why this year our declaration is following the ways of Jesus. For us today, how can we can show compassion? We too can bring people to Jesus. We can invite people to lunch or to dinner. Maybe there's a club that you're involved with or a sporting team that you can invite people to come to. You can also invite them to church and to connect groups and to youth. And the reason we can do that is because we know of a Saviour who can heal them and restore them and give them life and freedom and liberty through the power of salvation. I can't save someone, but I know someone who can. As we introduce people to Jesus through the message of the gospel, God can give them clarity of sight for their need of Jesus and who he can be in their lives. If our friends and family are unwell, we can offer to pray for them. We can offer to bring them a meal. If someone is needing help around the house, we could offer to maybe help clean the house. And I can see my husband rejoicing at that one. Or maybe babysitting. If we know people are struggling financially, we can let them know about the food pantry or once again go around and bring a meal. There are so many different ways that we can show compassion and bring people to Jesus. You know, what happens when they brought the blind man to Jesus? I just think this part is so good. It just so reflects who Jesus is and the compassion of Jesus. He came and he took the blind man's hand and he began to lead him to where he wanted him to go. And Jesus revealed his compassion through his actions. Because Jesus was wanting the disciples to learn and grow who he was by revealing his compassion to this man through action. The blind man was an outcast because of his condition. But what I love is the fact that that did not stop Jesus from reaching out and taking his hand and leading him. Now that is true compassion. Not allowing society norms to hold back his compassion and action towards others. No challenge, no health condition, no disappointment is too hard for Jesus to come and take your hand and lead you where he's wanting you to go. When we are sad or grieving, he cares. If we're going through something that we might be struggling with, he cares. If there's questions that we may have on our mind, he cares because of his compassion and love towards us. Be assured this morning, Jesus cares for you. How does Jesus reveal his compassion? He took the man's hand and didn't let go as he led him where he wanted to go. You know, holding another person's hand is a very personal thing. You know, I just wouldn't go up to anyone and hold their hand. I'm happy to hold my husband's hand, but not a stranger. But Jesus, because of his compassion, took the hand of this blind person who was an outcast and he led him He led him to where he wanted him to go. He did not let go of holding his hand until he got to where they were going. And this is the same compassion he wants us to share with those around us. And I know that I need that leading from Jesus regularly. And I know I want to know more about him too. So what happens next? Jesus performs a miracle and asks the man, "What do you see?" He says he sees men walking like trees. He could see, but not clearly. Was Jesus shocked or upset by this? Did he seem confused? Do you think, well, that's it. That didn't quite work how I was expecting. I'll just leave the man here and continue on my way. No. Even though it might have seemed like a partial healing, it was not a mistake. Jesus was not off his game. It was part of his plan and his purpose. It was once again to reveal who he is and his compassion for people. He stayed with the man until he received his complete sight and healing so that he could see people walking clearly. You know, one of the purposes of this was to encourage and show the disciples that they're not always going to see everything about Jesus clearly straight away, because it is a journey. And as they continue to spend time with him, then they would continue to see him more and more clearly as day by day went on. And to encourage them that he will never leave them because they don't always get it or understand. If they made a mistake, if they were unsure about things, if they just said things without really thinking, Jesus never let them go. He was always with them every step of the way, leading and guiding them. So be encouraged. He wants to reveal himself to us, and he wants to reveal his truth to us. Because you know what? That gives us hope that and peace. Because of his compassion, he will always be there to lead us and guide us as we grow in our understanding of who he is and his ways, and grow in seeing him more and more clearly. And that is the same for the people he has called us to reach. He wants to reveal himself to them, and he wants to reveal his truth to them through us, that they would see clearly, that their sight of Jesus would be perfected as they see him and in turn see who they are in Christ. As the man was healed and restored, so too are they healed and restored by the power and compassion of Jesus. But they need to see compassion in us so that we can invite them to see compassion in the Jesus that we serve. Another purpose was to encourage the disciples to really see people the way Jesus sees people. Not just to see people as trees walking, you know, a bit blurry. You know, right now I could say, oh, there's a crowd in front of me. But can I really see all your faces individually, or are you just like a haze? Are you a bit blurry? And let's face it, when they were with Jesus, there were crowds with them all the time. And you know what? All they at times would have seen was a mass of people, and they would have just seemed like trees walking around. But Jesus saw each person individually. Jesus saw people clearly. To Jesus, the crowds were not trees walking. To Jesus, the crowds were people that needed him, that needed his compassion, that needed his love, that needed to know that he was who he said he was, to know his ways and then to outwork his ways. And I believe that is what the Holy Spirit is wanting to encourage us with today. For us to not just see people as a crowd, as a haze, as just blurry, but to see people's faces. They're not just trees. They are people that Jesus is wanting to minister to. They are people that Jesus wants to bring healing and salvation into their hearts and their lives. And Jesus needs us. Us to show his ways, his compassion, his love, his mercy, and lead them to a Savior who can transform their hearts and their lives through his life and his freedom. You know what? People are not trees walking. And the great news is this morning for us is we may see them to begin with like that, but as Jesus takes our hands and continues to lead us and guide us in a personal way that speaks directly to you, because he knows all of you so individually. He sees you clearly. He knows exactly who you are. You are not trees to him. Gateway Church is not just a church, but is it a body of believers that he sees clearly this morning, and he knows all of you. So he, when he takes you by the hand, it may not be the same way that he reveals himself to me as he reveals himself to you, because he doesn't just see me and you as trees, but he sees us as people this morning with our identity in Christ, who are learning to know more about him and his ways, because we are his disciples today. We are called to be his disciples, and we are his disciples today, outworking his ways of compassion, of love and mercy. Let your hearts be stirred this morning, that when you go to work, it's not just colleagues that are next to you, but they are people that Jesus is wanting to reveal who they are to you. And so you can see their situation, say, God, what is going on in their heart and their life? How, just show me to really see them clearly, not just as trees, but who you've called them to be. And that you are the one who can change and bring freedom and life into their situation. And probably because I knew what I was preaching on this week, I just happened to be singing in a cafe. And there was a table next to me with a lady with her three-year-old son. And then there was another group of ladies, about four of them, just sitting near me. And I just began to look at them. And I just said, Holy Spirit, really help me to see people the way you see people. I need to have that heart of compassion. It's easy to get busy in the things of this world. And I know we all do it. I'm not having a go. But let me begin to see people more clearly. Take me on that journey. Sometimes they are just like trees to me. But as you lead me and guide me, help me to just have my eyes open to who they are so I can see them clearly and I can lead them to you who has purpose and salvation for their lives. So this passage encourages us today that even though they may look like trees now, but I know that our vision can be made clear through the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can really see them. And as we invite friends, don't be discouraged if they don't respond straight away. Sometimes it's the beginning of the journey for them. Their eyes are partially open to who Jesus is, but as they continue on that journey with Jesus leading them, then their eyes will be completely open to see him clearly. Don't be discouraged, but continue to show godly compassion towards them, his love, his grace, and his mercy. Don't give up on inviting them and bringing them, and don't leave and walk away. Continue to show Jesus to the people around us. Jesus shows us compassion so we can show the same compassion to those around us. So let's invite and bring those who we know, our friends, our family, our workmates, the people that we come in contact with, to meet Jesus, who takes them as they are and leads them, and who will lead and guide them so their eyes will be opened to who he is. You know, after this account, Jesus is walking with his disciples and he asks this question, who do people say I am? They respond, some say that you're John the Baptist. Some say that you're a good prophet. But then Jesus says, but who do you say I am? And Peter says to him, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says to him, you are blessed because my Father has revealed this to you. And that same question is being echoed today. Who do people say Jesus is? Was he just a good man? Was he a prophet? But who do we say he is? We say that he is the Saviour of the world. And next week is a celebration of this very fact and truth, that he is indeed the Saviour of the world. So let's compassion move us to bring people so they can meet Jesus. You know, and this is what we want. When we bring people, that they have that revelation of who God is. That they have that revelation that Jesus is the Savior of the world. As their eyes are open to the truth of the good news of who Jesus is. And in this place today, I just want to get you to stand on, because I just want to pray for everybody. And that's what I want to just pray over. You know, I wouldn't say I'm the best evangelist in the world, but I do know that as I follow Jesus and incorporate his ways and his compassion in my life, I know that I can ask people to come to church. And next week is such a great opportunity because we have Easter. But this morning, if you feel like, you know, God, sometimes I just really don't see people clearly, then I just want to pray for you this morning that your eyes will be open to see who people really are so that you can see them how Jesus sees them, and that will help you and encourage you to invite your friends and family and your workmates and people that are around you. So I'm just going to pray right now. Lord God, I just pray right now that just like you did with that blind man at Bethsaida, Lord God, I just ask that you will open our eyes to see people how you see people. Lord God, not just like trees walking, but people who you want to bring into that saving knowledge of who you are. And Lord God, I just pray that you will help us to outwork compassion, love and mercy for the people around us. Even if they don't deserve it, Lord God, we can still show compassion because it's who you are and it's what you want to do in our hearts and our lives. So, Lord God, I just pray even now if there's someone that we've got on our mind to invite for next weekend, Lord God, I pray for encouragement. I pray for boldness in the heart of every person here today to, Lord God, to invite those people so that they can come into that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ for themselves, who brings life and freedom like no one else. And Lord God, we just thank you and praise you that you are such a good God and that you continue to show us compassion. Even at times if we don't deserve us, Lord God, you continue to outwork your compassion. So help us to outwork that compassion to the people around us. Lord God, people like not like trees, but how you see them this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bring that revelation into our hearts and lives. And open our eyes like never before. By your power, by your might and your grace. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
It's encouraging, isn't it? When you come to Jesus, he doesn't let go. He wants to take you on the journey that he's called you to take. You know, it would be remiss of me this morning. We've talked about how loving and how compassionate Jesus is, if I didn't tell you that that opportunity was available for you today as well. If you don't know Jesus personally, if you don't know his forgiveness, his love, his compassion, his mercy, there is a moment for you to know that as well today. It says in Romans 10 verse 9 that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So it's imperative for all of us to know today that God had so much compassion for all humanity, so much compassion for you today, that he sent Jesus to make a way and show us the way of how to have relationship with God. How did he do that? Well, Jesus presented himself as an offering for the sin of all humanity. From that moment and on, he came to earth by a miracle, and through his offering performed a miracle too. How did he do that? Went to the cross, went to the grave, and by God's power rose again on the third day for the forgiveness of our sins. And so the encouragement for you today, if you don't know him personally, it's as simple as declaring with your mouth, believing in your heart that Jesus is Lord. And God raised him on the third day. That's what the Bible says. And so the question, to echo what Rachel just said before, is who do you say he is today? Do you say that Jesus is Lord? It was as simple as that for the disciples. It's that simple for us today. So if you want to know him personally, if you want a relationship with God through Jesus, we're going to pray a prayer in a moment. The whole church is going to join us in praying it. But if you haven't prayed it before, or you've been off doing your own thing, this is your moment today to come into relationship with God. Accept the offering that was freely given for you. Why don't we close our eyes? Church, if you could pray this prayer after me. Dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus as an offering for my sin. I come before you today and I surrender my life. I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you raised Jesus on the third day. And on the declaration of my faith, I'm a follower of Jesus, forgiven of all my sin. In Jesus' name, amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.